Amen. It's like all you can say after like a worship set like that is just, hey, amen. Thank you guys for that. Well, welcome to Collide Midweek. If you're new to our ministry tonight, my name is Chris Steven. I'm the director of middle school ministry here. Yeah, one. Yeah. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate that. Glad somebody loves me enough, but no, just kidding. If you have a Bible tonight, go ahead and turn to the book of Acts. That's in the New Testament. I'll start in where Matthew is and kind of flip over a little bit. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and there's Acts. And we're going to be in chapter 9 tonight. We've been in a series called Leave a Legacy. Talking about what it looks like in our lives to leave a legacy on in the people that we surround ourselves with and at school, our family members. And if you remember, if you were here a couple of weeks ago, I kicked us off in this series talking about a man named Jethro. Now, Jethro was a man kind of behind the scenes, and you know, if you didn't really kind of know the story, you wouldn't know that he really spoke truth into Moses' life. He really spoke life into Moses, and Moses' leader. We hear all about the excellence of Moses and how he was an amazing leader, but we oftentimes don't talk about the person that left the legacy in Moses' life, and that was Jethro. And we kind of walked away from that night going, man, trusted people bring timeless results. See, Jethro was a trusted person to Moses. And Moses listened to Jethro's advice. And it created a timeless result. The fact that we still today, 2,000 years plus, talk about Moses as one of the greatest leaders, not just in the Bible, but in all of man, is remarkable. The fact that Jethro was the man behind the scenes. And who are the people behind the scenes for you that are speaking truth and in love to who you are? And then last week, John Michael spoke on Naomi and Ruth, the relationship between them. And we kind of studied it a bit in Riot last year, but how Naomi led Ruth. And how they did life together. And we kind of walked away going, man, if it wasn't for that relationship, the line of Jesus would have come out of somewhere else. And so we walked away with an understanding if you live to leave a legacy, your legacy will never die. Now, people will remember your legacy for the rest of their life. And that's where we pick it up this week. In our small groups, in our discussion time, we talked about somebody maybe you've never heard about before. A woman named Tabitha. And this portion of scripture is just a little bit in the grand scheme of this whole book. We talk about David, and we talk about Moses, and we talk about Solomon, and we talk about Peter and Paul and Mary. Older folk got that. We talked about these people. If you don't know who I'm talking about, go Google it later, Peter, Paul, and Mary. I just dated myself. It's a band. But we hear about all these people, and yet Tabitha, man, left a remarkable legacy on the people she surrounded her life with. So that's what we're going to dive into. We're going to continue that conversation tonight. But before we do that, man, can I just pray for us one more time? Let's just pray together. Lord, I just thank you for this evening. I thank you, Lord, for all of your many blessings, for who you are in our lives and what you mean to us. And Lord, as we continue to dive into your character of who you are and how you work in and through our lives, Lord, may we realize and recognize, man, we are leaving a legacy in every footstep that we take. In the lives of our friends at school, in the lives of our family members at home, in and around this church, this community, and this city, Father, we are leaving a legacy. And Father, may you challenge us by your word to leave a legacy that is for Christ, that is for Jesus. We love you. Thank you for your many, many blessings, even though we don't deserve it. In your name we pray. And all God's people said, Amen. This title of this message tonight is, it's all about the little things. You ever heard that saying before? It's about the little things, man. Actually, turn to one of your neighbors and say, man, it's about the little things. It's about the little things. And sometimes the little things go unnoticed. When I was 13 years old, my parents, for whatever reason, decided that it'd be okay for me to travel to a camp in Texas. Yep. They said, see you later. We're tired of you and your annoyances as a 13-year-old boy. Go. In the name of the Lord. Go. And if you get lost, don't call us. All right? And so I traveled to Texas in Dallas-Fort Worth, and then it was like a two-hour drive into the middle of literally nowhere. Now, if you've ever lived in Texas or been to Texas, like, we have hot, right? Like, it's hot here. It's humid. Like, you go outside. Allison and Steve and I were talking about earlier how humid it is here, right? But you go to Texas, and you step outside, it's like your skin melts off hot. Like, it's not necessarily humid. You could go sit under a tree and be like, wow, this is somewhat decent. But it's you step out into the sun, and you literally just, your skin just feels like it's boiling off, right? What's crazy about Texas is, like, it's a complete opposite in the winter. It can snow. Like, man, figure it out, bipolar Texas. Figure it out. What do you want to be here? And so I went to a camp at that age, and it was a music camp. Yep. I'm going to admit that. Right? Who's in band? Rocket? Hey, that's cool. Hey, we got to stick together, man. We got to stick together, all right? Or chorus, like choir. You guys in choir too, right? We got to stick together, dude. And so I went to this camp, and I went through the week, and there was this dude there who was 17. And like through the week, I was kind of nervous. I didn't really know anybody, and he kind of took me under his wing and said, dude, why don't you hang out with me? We're kind of in the same cabin. I was like, all right, like, this is awkward, but cool, like, awesome. And what was cool about him was that he was not only a great musician, he was a fantastic athlete, right? And so we would play, like, basketball together in our free time, and I would try as hard as I could to jump. And, I mean, you guys saw my middle school picture not long ago, right? Like, white man cannot jump, all right? Like, literally. Boys prove me wrong later. Okay, so I was in this camp, and we just kind of bonded. We had this bond, and I really, like, it was amazing to have that friendship, not knowing anybody at the camp, and he really just included me in on everything. This was like his fourth or fifth summer at this camp, and he invited me into his friend circle and his group, and I was like, man, how am I doing this? I'm just this little trumpet nerd with a bowl cut, and this guy thinks I'm somewhat decently cool. All right, that's cool. And so at the end of the week, we got back on the bus, and he was going one way, and I was going the other, and he called up to me. He's like, Chris, and you know, he did that, like, thing out of a movie, you know? He's like, hey, Chris, hey, I caught you before we got on the bus. I got to tell you something, right? I was like, yeah, cool, what's going on? I said, Chris, man, I want you to know that you were one of the most encouraging kids to be around. I was like, wow. That's a lot coming from, like, a 17-year-old guy. My dude. It's cool. Wow. And that just left such an impact on my life. I was like, man, that's really something that I want to go back and do the same thing. I want to invest in some people. I want to invest in some people that maybe are on the outside of my circle, that maybe aren't in the sphere of my friend group. And so that would affect how the rest of middle school and high school would play out in lunch and in band and some other places when we were sitting around the circle and I'd be like, hey, come over to our table. Just sit with us. And the kids were like, what? I was like, no, it's not. No, we want to be inclusive in this. For those that know, like me, like really to my core, you know that I'm a very inclusive person. I like people feeling like they belong. That's what I love about this ministry is that our desire is that each and every one of you feel like you belong home. Like this is a home to you. And that you can bring your friends to this place because, man, they're going to feel like they belong into our Collide house. We oftentimes don't realize the impact we leave on people and people leave on us. As life went on, he kind of moved into college. I talked to him probably 3 or 4 times throughout my high school years, and it always seemed like to come at the right point of time where he'd call me or we talk, and like, man, you doing all right? Yeah, I'm doing good. Or we talk online, like that kind of thing. And then one day, my mom called me downstairs, and my dad was down there, and I said, hey, son, I've got some bad news. And I said, well, okay, like, what's going on? He said, you know, Aaron, your friend that you met, we know his parents, and they called us today and wanted you to know that he was on his way to school from home. It was after Christmas break, and the roads were slippery, and they were wet, and he got in a car accident and died. And for the first time in my life, I was faced with the reality of death. The reality that inevitably everybody dies. And that death has no time limit. We're not promised tomorrow. And I remember just sinking on the ground and just crying for the first time, really processing what death was. And so for months and months, I asked God, I was like, God, just remind me of him. Man, I can't wait to see him in heaven. I can't wait to experience this man again in heaven because I know he was a believer. And so the realization sunk in that death was inevitable and that we oftentimes don't realize the impact we make on people. See, Aaron made a huge impact on my life by literally just giving me a week of his time and at the end, making me feel like I was included and belonged into the group. I still feel like that's part of my being. That's part of my fiber as a human. And I hope we in this ministry are that way too. And that's what I love about this story. That's what I love about Tabitha. Is her impact. She understood the impact of her reach and of her ministry. See, the story of Tabitha is a small one. It's not this epic, grand story that gets a lot of fanfare and that we read it and go, wow, like, she's awesome, which she is, but we don't talk about it a lot. But Tabitha was somebody that ministered to hundreds. See, what she did was, and as we talked in our discussion group, she made clothes for the widows, for the women in her community that had lost their husband. See, and it's different. It was different in biblical times as it is now. It's a little bit different. When a woman lost her husband, she was essentially left out in the cold. We learned a little bit about that last week with Naomi and Ruth. Like, the man provided all of the material and money wealth to the family. And so she is making clothing for these women that maybe can't afford the things to make clothes, but are trying their hardest to take care of their family, to take care of their property, to take care of whatever things that they have. So part of Tabitha's gifting, part of the things that God had gifted her to do in her inner being when God had made her in the womb, was to have compassion on those people. And we see this in Acts chapter 9. Starting in verse 36, we're going to read this together. Knowing this about Tabitha, and this is what it says. There was a believer in Joppa named Tabitha, which is Greek for Dorcas. She was also doing kind things for others and helping the poor. About this time, she became ill and died. Her body was washed for burial and laid in upstairs room. But the believers had heard that Peter was nearby in Lydia. So they sent 2 men to beg him, please come as soon as possible. So Peter returned with them, and as soon as he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. The room was filled with widows who were weeping and showing him the coats and other clothes Dorcas had made for them. But Peter asked them all to leave the room. Then he knelt and prayed, turning to the body, and he said, get up, Tabitha. She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then he called the widows and all the believers and presented her to them alive. So Peter's traveling along. Before we get to these verses, he's traveling along doing his thing. Jesus has already left into heaven, and now Peter and the disciples are left to minister to people. And this woman, Tabitha, passes away, and people hear that, oh, Peter, he's healed people before. He's done this. Hey, let's go get Peter, because Tabitha is too important to this whole community for this to just stay this way. So they go, and they drag Peter, and I can imagine, like the person gets him, like, Peter, and Peter's like, what's going on? Like, okay, just slow down, like, just stop, like, okay, I'm piecing this all together, like, what's happened, like, Tabitha, what, like, awesome, no, just come with me. And he's like, all right, cool. And so he goes to this place, and he heals her. What I love is found in verse 39. Let's read this all together, and if you weren't really paying attention, you kind of missed it. Verse 39, so Peter returned with them, and as soon as possible he arrived. And they took him to the upstairs room. Listen to this real quick. The room was filled with widows who were weeping and showing him the coats. The room that Tabitha had was laying in dead was full of the people that she impacted the most. Full, weeping over her death. Going, man, how could this happen? What are we doing now? Like, Lord, what's the deal? How do we get past all this stuff? The person that took care of us is now dead. Like, what do we do? And Peter miraculously heals her. See, her reach and her impact was huge. I mean, it was huge. Why? Because she meant so much to these women, because she invested in not only into what they needed, but to who they were. And I feel like there are some things you and I can kind of grasp and take away from these scriptures. See, people say all the time to me, like, Chris, the Bible, I mean, it's a sham. It's made up of 40 men who wrote the Bible, and it's relevant. What does it have to do with us now? By the way, there are still widows in today's society. Last time I checked. There are people that are in need. There are poor people still, the last time I checked, that need Jesus. So yeah, you can say whatever you want to say about it. It's not relevant, but no, it speaks life into the relevance of what today is. This is what I think Tabitha wanted to teach you and I about leaving a legacy. That sometimes the little things can leave the biggest legacy. The things that sometimes feel like they go unnoticed can leave the biggest legacy. If you have a piece of paper or you have your phone out, just write that down real quick. Or you can tweet me at ChrisStephenP. Sometimes the little things can leave the biggest legacy, because you see, it's not always about the big, huge stage things that happen. Sometimes it's a little thing, like maybe an encouraging word. Maybe some of you are huge prayer warriors. I think about Bailey Zinkraft. Man, she's an awesome student. If you don't know Bailey, get to know Bailey. I literally watch Bailey on the regular make our middle school students and some of our high school students, most of our high school students, feel welcome into this ministry. I watch her literally on a Wednesday night grab somebody that's new to this ministry, go, hey, how you doing? Hey, come belong. Like, that's amazing to me to watch. Some of you are great encouragers. I think of Lindsay Smith. Where's Lindsay at? Yeah. You know what I love about Lindsay? Lindsay's always at that point of like, Chris, dude, you're awesome. I love you. You're awesome. Like, what a great encouragement. Like, thanks. I was having a pretty crappy day. I appreciate that. That's awesome. She does the same thing for students in this ministry as well. I watch her go from student to student. Man, you're awesome. Same thing with, that goes on with Renee Dunkel. I think about Renee, and I watch her with our adults. I watch her with people like Melissa and Adam. They go, man, how can I pray for you today? What an incredible prayer warrior she is. That's such a little thing, but it tends to go a long way. It tends to go a really, really long way. And that most of you, all of you in this room, have a gift like that that just needs to be spoken into to say, hey, listen, you are these things. You are a prayer warrior. You are encouraging. You are somebody that is all-inclusive, that you want people to belong. Man, live that gifting out in this ministry. Why? Because it's not always about the big things. It's about the little things. I've got in my pocket a dollar. A dollar, yeah. What can you buy for a dollar these days? Candy. Soda. Right. I mean, can't really, like, get some gum. I mean, they have a whole store devoted to the dollar, right? But then what you fail to realize is that there's these things called taxes. And they're like, oh, it's $1.07. Shoot. Like McDonald's, you're not really a dollar menu because it costs $1.10. That's awful. But what if this, the value is not huge by itself, right? Like, no big deal. It's a dollar. Like, here you go, bro. Hey, take that dollar. Thanks. There you go, man. I got a dollar. Like, what if that was an encouraging word to somebody? Not a huge value, right? Right? Not a huge thing. But what if I started handing out encouraging things to other people? Here you go. Or what if I said, hey, I'm going to pray for you. Here. Or what if, like, I literally just started handing out prayers and encouraging words and to say, hey, I want you to be a part of this family. Take the dollar. And, hey, here, there you go. And then what if I just said, you know what? I'm going to continue the little things of the legacy because I believe the greater good. And I just literally start passing out prayers to everybody. Just start handing this down to everybody. Just go. Like, I just love you guys, right? I just love you. Hand them out, right? Hand them out to people. Like, hey, Callie, go hand out some of these. Encourage somebody. Love somebody. Hey, Olivia, go love on somebody. Greg, here you go. I love you, dude. I love you. Hey, there you go, McNugget. You're the man, dude. Sherry, there you go. Like, what if I just started handing out prayers and love to people, right? Hey, go hand out a bunch of those to everybody. Like, go love on people, right? Hey, here's a group right here. Emily, just go love on people. Mr. Don, help me out. Just love on people. Pray for somebody. There you go, brother. Like, yeah, same thing. Just go say, hey, go pray for somebody. Go encourage somebody. Who doesn't have one yet? Who doesn't have a blessing? If you are one of my pastor routers, make sure everybody gets one. You got one? You got a prayer? You got an encouraging word? There you go. You're going to lie, one of my blessings? Come on now. Come on now. You guys got it? Everyone got one? You guys got some back here? Here, Raina, we love you. I love you, Todd. You're the man. There you go. Yeah, we just love. I just love. I'll give you one more because I love you. There's your encouraging word, Maggie. Does everybody have a dollar? Like, all of a sudden, isn't it crazy how the value of the dollar, even though it's a small amount, goes a long way? Oh, sorry. You're still missing some back here, Dan. More back here. Chase, did you get a dollar back there? Our tech crew, we can't forget our tech crew. And Ben, you guys get one? Peyton, don't lie to me. You don't want to lie on your blessings. Everybody, Tyler, you get one? Awesome. Dan, did you get one? You get a dollar? Take a dollar, my man. Prayers to you. Julie, you got one? Does everybody have a dollar? If you have a dollar, raise your dollar in the air. Right. Everybody, raise your dollar in the air. Now, here's the point. Here's the point. You guys, bring it in. Here's the point. The dollar, the value of the dollar doesn't necessarily go a long way by itself. But when that value of a dollar goes to somebody else and to somebody else and to somebody else, do it real quick, just as quietly as you can. Just raise your dollar up, and then I want you to look at the room and see how this little value, just an encouraging word, just a prayer, can go a long way. Look at that for a second. That is literally $140 spread out. Hey, by the way, do you see how each of you has a gift just like Tabitha did? Tabitha's gift was very, very small, but her gift impacted a lot of people. And here's the deal. You in this room, each of you has a gift that God is ready just to say, man, go out into your school, go out into this ministry, go out into this city and just bless somebody today. Give somebody an encouraging word. Say, man, I want to pull you aside. I've seen in your eyes, you're one of my really good friends. And, man, it seems like you've been going through some, but can I just pray for you for a second? And that may be a little thing at that moment, but watch it expand as time goes on. Each of you has a gift. Imagine if all of us, and I'm going to call the band back up, imagine if all of us for a moment were to take the giftings of God that he has given us and given back to our church, given back to our community, given back to our city. Imagine how this city would literally change for Christ if each of you used that little gift to impact others. Because it's not always about the big things that we do. The little things oftentimes leave the biggest legacy. There's somebody that I want to call up, and I'll call the rest of our team up as well. She's been with us for a couple years now and just really literally giving out herself and her life to this ministry and to this community and to you. And some of you may not have known how much she has blessed you, but Lindsay Colligan is somebody who, yeah. Yeah. Lindsay is somebody who has continuously poured out her talents and giftings to you. And we're excited to tell you and that Lindsay is going to take the giftings God has given her, and she feels called to Nashville, Tennessee. And she's going to go up to Nashville. She's going to go back to school, and she's going to help a couple of her friends out that are planning a church in Nashville that need the giftings that she has. Because that city, just like our city, is in desperate need of Jesus. And so we're excited that she's going to be going up to Nashville to change lives, to change students' lives, to change people's lives for Christ as she goes back to school and as she lives there. And so what we're going to do in this time as a team, and I'm just going to ask if you would just reach your hand forward. You don't have to stand, just reach your hand forward. We're going to all pray for Lindsay in this moment. As we send her to Nashville, that the power of the Holy Spirit would go with her and be with her, and that she would accomplish many, many great things for the kingdom of Christ in Nashville. So here we go. Let's all pray together. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for your servant, Lindsay. We thank you for who she is. We thank you for her heart for you. Father, we thank you for her heart for others. And Father, as she goes forth on this new grand adventure and journey, Lord, be with her. Allow her to understand and to know that you are guiding her. Provide her strength when she is weak. Provide her encouragement when she needs encouragement. Provide her just all sorts of blessings, Lord, from you. Lord, we pray that you would bind Satan from her. We pray, God, that you would protect her and all that she is. Lord, thank you for sending Lindsay into our lives. Thank you even more so for sending her to a place that needs you. Lord, we thank you for how she's impacted each and every one of us. The little things that she has done over the course of many years will live a legacy into our lives and our hearts for eternity. Father, we may not see that on this side of eternity, but one day we stand in front of the heavenly realms and we stand next to you. Man, I cannot wait for the day that Jesus calls Lindsay Culligan up to brag on her. Man, that's going to be a glorious celebration. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your servant. And Father, we continue to pray for her and all God's people. Amen. You guys, give some love to Lindsay tonight. Thank you.